Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Morning, Michael. Very good, thank you.
What a day for yourself and everyone at Coolmore yesterday. $7.5 million you signed the cheque for with some of the best brood mares you could ever buy, including the mighty champion Sunlight. $4.2 million when you walked into the ring yesterday. Did you think, I'm going to have to go that high to secure her?
I think that, you know, the biggest judges all over the world, from America, you know, Europe and Asia were on her, and they had an interest in her. So I think, you know, we knew that we'd have to dig pretty deep to get her.
What is it about Sunlight? We know her remarkable record on the track, a triple Group 1 winner and some of the biggest sprints that we've seen. But do you think we'll make her one of the best brood mares? Possibly, we'll see.
Yeah, she's very good looking. You know, she was unbelievable on the track, and not only did she beat her own age, she beat the boys as well. She's very, very good looking. She was an unbelievable racehorse, and very attractive. And we're very lucky to have her. You know, we have a very special stallion in Justify, obviously the Triple Crown winner in America, and our family were just trying to go out and buy the best mares. Both in the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere, to go to him. Obviously, we've got Galileo in Europe, but in America, we're going for Justify and down here. She's just very special on the racetrack. Widden had her looking outstanding. You know, she's a household name, and they're the kind of horses we've been trying to buy over the last couple of years. And, you know, I think when you saw Sarah leading her round there in the ring yesterday, that probably... made us kick on a little bit more, you know, just to have her. She's so special, and we're delighted to have her.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. It was a remarkable photo with the Sunlight strap. We'll try and chase her down a little later. That just shows the love that all of these grooms have for their horses. And Sunlight yesterday, there's a lot of love for her, especially the all-female syndicate. She was bought for $300,000 from the Magic Million sale. She won... $6 million. Now she sold for $4.2 million. It's a remarkable story, Tom.
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking about it when I went home last night. It's something that you don't see anywhere else in the world. Australia is just on a different level. You know, when you buy these horses, we buy these horses in America or Europe or anything like that. You're normally buying them off one person, but obviously we had the easy part yesterday. But you have so many people, their lives are changed by the likes of, you know, Denise Martin, Chris Waller, and Tony and Calvin McAvoy. You know, people, they buy into a syndicate here, and it can just change their life. You know, it's such a vibrant racing industry down here. You know, the prize money, the journey that you have along the way. And, you know, if you tap along a right one, you can... You know, your life can change. You know, there's an old saying: a good broodmare can change your address. And you know, it was great theatre out there yesterday. There was so much emotion by so many different people, from Sarah Rutten to Denise Martin to the just different people. There was as much excitement at the sales complex yesterday that you'd see in a racetrack, and I think it's fantastic for the sport.
What's it like for you when you're the man putting the hand up in this fierce bidding duel and you're up around the $4 million mark?
Listen, I probably have the easy job, you know, but it's, you know, as I said to you, we're trying to buy the best broodmares all over the world to go to the stallion. And, you know, listen, it's just very exciting to have her, and you know, I'm delighted for so many people. But as I said, I think, yeah, what I did was the easy part.
Well, as you mentioned yesterday, you also bought Champagne Cuddles for $2 million, Invincibella for $1.3 million, and they are all slotted in for Justify, the Triple Crown winner in America, who, as you said, you're putting all of your focus on to providing the best mares around the world for him. And I think the first ones are pretty much on the ground now, aren't they, Tom? What's the reaction like? What type of progeny is he leaving?
You know, he had his first foals in America. And we're really, really excited about them. We're very happy with them. They're very good. So that's obviously the big thing. When you invest in the mares like this, you want to have good foals, and he's got tremendous foals in America. So I think we'll probably have our first foals probably in the next couple of days by Justify. So obviously very exciting. We're obviously here at the Gold Coast, but I'm looking forward to getting back to the farm because the first foals are going to, they're going to be falling in the next couple of days, and really excited about that. And, you know, we're very fortunate that a lot of the top breeders in Australia have also supported Justify and sent their best mares to them, so they'll be having their foals as well. So, you know, very exciting.
It's a strange world that we're living in at the moment. We know that the pressures everyone's under with COVID. Thankfully, we've been able to get the shuttle stallions into Australia and to continue movement. But for not just here in Australia, but back home in Ireland, Coolmore, the juggernaut, how much of an impact has COVID had on the operation?
COVID's affecting, it's affecting everybody. You know, it's in every kind of a way. And, everybody just has to try and do the right thing. As I said, it's affecting people all over the world. It's affecting us, but we just have to try and do our best and do the right thing. And, you know, I think we're doing that. But, thankfully, the horses are still running and people are doing the right thing. So I think, it has an effect on so many people. But listen, I hope things get back to some sort of normality in time to come.
Do you think we'll see any Coolmore horses or the international ones make it out here over the carnival?
We're obviously having a good year up in Europe. The horses are running very well. And I was talking to Aidan, and we're mad keen to get the horses down here for the spring carnival. So hopefully that's going to happen. We're taking it day by day. The various bodies in Victoria and places like that are being very helpful. So, you know, we're just very hopeful, but we don't really know a lot at this stage.
Who have you earmarked as the ones that you would love to get out here?
I was talking to Aidan. He's a fair list of horses. Obviously, when you look at the prize money in Europe, has been slashed, and the prize money down here is very good at the moment. But as I go back to the point, you know, like the racing down here is so vibrant. It's a young people's game. It's the passion. You know, like we've never won a Melbourne Cup. So we're very sort of keen to get one of those, obviously. So I think we'll keep chatting to Aidan and try and get the best team possible to come down here. But I'd say all being well, and if it's possible, we'd like to bring down a big team this year. Ryan Moore is obviously very keen as well. But we haven't really picked out the team yet. But obviously, if we get the green light to go, we'll be big supporters of the Spring Carnival.
There's been talk that you may be able to have the international horses out here, but those local grooms wouldn't be able to travel. Would there be any way that Aidan O'Brien or the team would consider doing something like that? Or unless his grooms and his people can come out, they wouldn't come?
I think we'll definitely work with whatever we're told that we can do. We'll do that. But obviously, Aidan, you know, we have a very good team in Ballydoyle and Coolmore. And we'd love to be able to bring all the staff out. But as I said, logistically, we're not sure what's going on at the moment. And we're just talking to the various bodies. And, you know, if we can get the people and the horses and jockeys or whatever out here, we will. But it's kind of an unknown at this stage.
Yeah, incredible situation we find ourselves in. Hopefully we'll get to see the best of the Europeans out here for the Spring Carnival as well. Tom, well done yesterday. You lit up the sales ring at the Magic Millions. We look forward to seeing Sunlight's progeny, especially by the Triple Crown winner, Justify. In a couple of years, who knows, we could be talking similar figures when they start to go through the room. Appreciate your time this morning, Tom.
Michael, thank you very much.